Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man fatally shot after firing at deputy. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A man was shot and killed Sunday night near Wright after firing at a Campbell County Sheriff's deputy who was responding to a domestic incident involving the 55-year-old man and his wife. According to Sheriff Scott Matheny, deputies responded at 9:23 p.m. on Sunday to a domestic disturbance on Laver Road, about 10 miles northeast of Wright. A 54-year-old woman called 911 to report that her husband had punched her in the face. When a deputy arrived at the home, the suspect fired a shotgun at the patrol car, hitting the windshield. The deputy exited the car quickly and returned fire, hitting the suspect, according to Sheriff Matheny. EMS personnel arrived and pronounced the man dead at the scene. The deputy was not injured. The Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation is handling the investigation. The sheriff's deputy involved has been placed on administrative leave until the investigation is complete, according to Matheny. The sheriff's office has not identified the man who was killed in the shooting. Senator Driscoll challenges county party's $25,000 donation to Freedom Caucus PAC. Senate President Ogden Driscoll of Devil's Tower filed an election complaint against his own county Republican Party on Monday, challenging a $25,000 donation it made. Driscoll's formal complaint to the Secretary of State's office targets a donation from the Crook County Republican Party to the Wyoming Freedom Political Action Committee, linked to the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, a group of far-right Republican legislators. According to Cowboy State Daily, Driscoll requested that the complaint be forwarded to Attorney General Bridget Hill due to a potential conflict of interest involving Secretary of State Chuck Gray. Gray's Chief General Counsel Joe Rubino is married to Jesse Rubino, Wyoming State Director of the Freedom Caucus, creating a potential bias as Joe Rubino reviews all complaints made to the Secretary of State's office. Driscoll stated that when he raised the issue with Gray directly, Gray dismissed it, advising Driscoll to contact his county attorney. In his complaint, Driscoll emphasizes the need for an unbiased investigation and expressed skepticism about Gray's willingness to transfer the complaint. Gray, however, insisted he takes all complaints seriously and accused Driscoll's allegations of being false. Gray confirmed that he would forward the complaint to the Attorney General's office to avoid any appearance of impropriety. The complaint references Wyoming Statute 22-25-104, which prohibits political parties from financially aiding candidates in primary elections. Driscoll argued that the donation, either directly to a candidate or to a PAC supporting specific candidates, violates the statute. Crook County GOP committeewoman Sherry Davis defended the donation, stating the party received legal advice and does not consider the Freedom PAC a candidate. The Freedom PAC has endorsed several candidates for the 2024 election, which Driscoll argues constitutes a clear violation of the law. He also pointed out the changing dynamics within the state Republican Party, highlighting the divide between traditional members and the more populist wing. Driscoll submitted the complaint to the Crook County Attorney and the county clerk, also requesting public records of complaints filed with Gray's office and communications involving the Freedom Caucus over the past 3 years. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.